Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Irv Hall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Ross. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to second. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Estilella for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Parsons and he is safe. Hall steals second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Harris reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York moves to third. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bloodworth. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Bloodworth steals second. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons strikes out. Two outs. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Black moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive towards third. Mayo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yurk hits a line drive into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estilella. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-1 in the game. Black strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Overmeyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Kramer moves to third. Ross moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Ross scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yurk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estilella hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yurk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. Parsons hits a pop-up towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Overmeyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-2 in the game. Black strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. Estilella moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Joe Wood pinch runs for Jimmy Bloodworth. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-3 in the game. Parsons takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wood now playing second base. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield, who is chasing the ball. Suter reaches third base with a triple. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Suter scores. One out. It's 4-3, Athletics. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-3 in the game. Black strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Don Ross. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metro. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Metro steals second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-4 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.